Hello, Soul Family, and welcome to the Soul Goddess Podcast. My name is Aishwarya. I am a mystic, healer, coach, and music artist. We are walking into a pivotal golden age on Earth, and it's time to cultivate the art and science of elevating your consciousness to extraordinary levels. Imagine having the most profound relationships, tapping into your divine guidance, embracing your true soul design, and unlocking supernatural abundance through your innate gifts. Those are the conversations we will be having twice a week, every Wednesday and Thursday, and we will have episodes that will nourish your spirit and expand your horizons. Don't forget to subscribe and become a part of our ever-growing soul family, and expect to meet incredible guests who will bring their unique wisdom and experiences to the table. And on other episodes, it will just be me and you. Remember, you're more than a listener to me. You are family. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Soul Goddess Podcast. Today, I have such a special guest, Lisa Tahir. She is a licensed therapist, host of All Things Therapy podcast. She's an artist and the author of The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. And she has been endorsed by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama himself. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on today. I am really excited to be speaking with you and our audience.
I'm so excited to have you. And today we are, you know, you have got a book out, which that's how I found you. And it's called The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. And, you know, I obviously study astrology and follow astrology, but for those of our members of our audience who don't, could you just talk a little bit about what Chiron is and who Chiron is?
Sure. So, for me, astrology, I've always thought of as being a blueprint in the sky of when we were born. And it wasn't that significant to me in my life or practice until more recently. I come to this healing work as a licensed therapist because I started therapy when I was 21 to heal from some emotional wounding in my childhood, in my adolescence. And that put me on the path to know that I really want to help people heal their deepest wounds so that they can be happier and not experience as deeply some of the depression and anxiety that I've experienced growing up. And so this search to help people and help myself led me to asking the universe, asking spirit, why is it that despite my clients, many of whom are very successful, why are they still feeling depressed and anxious and disempowered? And additionally, why am I, after 20 years of therapy and being a healing practitioner at the time I asked this question, why am I still feeling disempowered and lacking in my own self-worth and self-esteem? And I asked that in meditation. And I know from your own practices that when we ask a question, the universe immediately answers. And sometimes it takes us some time to really wake up to those answers that are coming to us in our environment. And I just simply heard the word Chiron. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't very exciting for me, in all honesty, because my only reference of Chiron was when I was in graduate school, learning about Carl Jung and his work with the archetypes and Chiron being the wounded healer archetype. And I dismissed it. And I felt the universe, like for any of you listening or watching, when you ask a question, the answer starts coming to you often repetitively through different people, through different experiences. And I've learned I can allow my alignment with the answer sooner to just to just say, okay. And so after like several weeks of Chiron, just coming up in so many ways, I said, okay, universe, I'm going to Google this. I'm going to listen to you. And as I started to explore learning what Chiron was, Chiron in astronomy is a heavenly body in our solar system. It is designated as both a minor planet and a comet that orbits between Saturn and Uranus in an odd elliptical orbit. It was the first of its class in astronomy, of the Centaur class, named after Chiron the Centaur in Greek mythology, which I love mythology and ancient traditions and texts and knowledge. So I started to get a little excited. I'm like, this is interesting. Chiron in Greek mythology was the founding father of the healing arts and medicine and pharmacy and therapy. And then that led me to learn that Chiron in astrology is a placement in our birth chart that I had never been told about, even in astrological readings. I have never had an astrologer share with me what Chiron was in my chart, what it meant. And that's when I felt like there was something untapped here to help us understand ourselves. And that's where I started researching and writing for about 3.5 years to blend psychology, spirituality, and philosophy with this astrological placement of Chiron being diagnostic as to providing insight into why we experience patterns that cause us to feel disempowered. These are thought patterns. These are belief patterns that we often developed in our childhoods to make sense of things. And they're often outdated and not really helping us. So I just want to pause and ask how that feels for you.
Yeah, I think this is so fascinating and so unique, just given your background and how you have like blended the astrology. And I know you have this term called psychoastrology, and that to me is just fascinating. So like, what is, just tell, like, is that just the literal blending of being a licensed psychotherapist and blending that with astrology, or is there something more to it?
It's simply your and our personal psychology, our socialization, our nurturing or not being nurtured, meeting our natal chart astrology. It is that simple. And I just love words. I love creating words because I think it helps us make sense of ourselves. So I trademarked psychoastrology just to demarcate that intersection. And also, I struggled with astrology being something prescribed to me. That was my understanding that I think a lot of people might struggle with. Like, are you saying this is my life and it's told to me? And absolutely not. You created your birth chart. You wrote your birth chart in the sky, as did I. It's what we decided before we came into this physical body incarnation that we wanted to explore. And because we wrote it, though we don't remember writing it, I'm sure a few people do have that knowledge of when we created this scripted out, the life we wanted to live on planet Earth. And the good news is we can change and develop the skills we don't have to live a life that we most deeply desire. So our astrological chart is absolutely changeable by us taking personal responsibility. And you know, I feel like I'm a little lacking on the eloquence right now.
It's fine.
Does that make sense? How we create this so we can keep creating it and recreating it and change.
And I love that you say that because, you know, I also approach astrology from that, like, I think there's different frequencies and there's different levels of perspective that we can look at astrology from. And I like to look at it as, like, I call it soul astrology, like, what has your soul come here to experience? And I really agree with you that, you know, our soul has chosen these placements and chosen this kind of, just set up as when they've come into Earth to experience certain things, to also grow on certain things that they've experienced in past lives or generational lines or whatever it may be. Now, I know we have like our planets, because I'm coming from like a Vedic astrology perspective.
Okay.
And I know the planets like Venus, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, all of them, you know, they're moving more frequently and they're in different placements for each individuals. But then we have planets which are a bit more generational, right? Like Uranus and Chiron's an asteroid, or am I?
It's in astronomy, it's designated as both a minor planet and a comet. So that's really unusual about it. It's both things. And it was discovered in 1974 by a Charles Cowell, who was an astronomer in California. So I love those little facts as well.
Yeah. So is Chiron generational? Like, does it move?
It takes about it takes about 8 years to move through some signs and like 3 years to move through others. So your Chiron, if your peers, your friends that might be in the same age range, your Chiron might be in the same sign, for instance, Taurus or Gemini or Aries, but your house placement will be different. And that's determined by your time of birth, if you have it. And the house placement is simply where this Chiron vulnerability or wounding shows up in your life, what area based on the 12 houses. And if you don't know your time of birth, it's actually okay, because you're going to know where this manifests once you start learning about Chiron and how this vulnerability or wounding has affected you. That's going to be pretty intuitive and innate for you to know how that's showing up in your life.
I love that. And am I right in thinking Chiron is also kind of like this mythical being as well? Because I've seen Chiron as like...
The Greek centaur. Yes, that I was speaking about. Yeah, in Greek mythology, the founding father of the healing arts. And even today, when we go to the doctor and you see the staff of medicine, the staff with the snakes, Chiron gave that to Asclepius. Chiron was the teacher of Asclepius, and that is Asclepius's staff of medicine. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, amazing. And I know like you actually are going to be offering people readings to people in my community for a very, very special offer, which we're going to put down below for you guys to access that. So stay tuned. But you are kindly going to pull up my chart and my Chiron. And I know nothing about my Chiron. I think I might have searched it one time, but I don't actually, and we can go in like I'm
let's do it. I'm so excited because you having the Soul Goddess podcast, you have been healing this. So your Chiron is in the sign of Cancer in your 12th house. Chiron in the sign of Cancer speaks to, and this is on a spectrum, for some people it's just a vulnerability, like an ouch placement, and for others it's more of a deep wounding. So Chiron in Cancer speaks to a wounding through and by abandonment that manifests in your 12th house, having to do with spirituality, having to do with deeper truths. I'm just going to read. The 12th house pertains to the unconscious mind, the shadow side, addictions, and the outer realms of society, such as jails, psychiatric hospitals, kind of fringe things that a lot of people are interested and curious about, but also a little afraid of sometime. And this house has to do with endings and completions, spirituality, and the use of your imagination and the arts, film, dance, music, and poetry. And so when you take this core wounding, this vulnerability by abandonment, that you might have experienced feeling abandoned, feeling or believed you were unlovable, and the healing is to really resolve grief and loss and come to know your worthiness and your value and really love yourself, not to abandon yourself through addictions or through practices that don't serve your health mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I wonder if any of that is true, if you've had to be on a journey to nurture yourself.
I hope that you are loving this episode, and I wanted to just take a quick minute to give you something super exciting, a free ticket to the 25-day Finally Feel Free virtual retreat. This is not an ordinary event, it is a sacred global sanctuary designed to support, elevate, and celebrate your unique journey. Me and over 50 visionary speakers will be diving into the realms of quantum health and wellness, unlocking wealth through your natural gifts, exploring a new form of divine love, and elevating to higher states of consciousness to create and experience your soul destiny. Don't miss this beautiful opportunity. Sign up. The link is in the show notes below. And now back to our episode. Yeah, and that's so amazing. And this is why I love astrology, because when it reflects certain things back to you, you can be like, oh, wow, that really did happen. Yeah, I've definitely been on a journey of feeling very abandoned in the sense, and I know sometimes 12th house is also, I'm about moving countries or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I grew up with my grandmother until the age of 5. And then I moved in with my parents were setting up their life in the UK. I was in India with my grandmother. And then I had to move. And I came into this whole brand new country, brand new, like I knew my parents, but obviously it was a different, you know, setup, and everything just felt so new. And I was quite abandoned. I felt very abandoned by even, you know, moving to this country and being like, just the alien. Like I was just honestly the alien.
Yeah.
The alien. Yeah. And so I turned my back on the kind of thing, like, you know, people, I'm not a people person, and I'm alone. Like I just thought I'm supposed to walk this life alone and be overly self-reliant. And now I've come to the complete opposite side of that, in the sense I connect to people all day, every yes. day from my heart, and like have built yes. a community. So that's so fascinating.
Yeah. And it's really knowing, and I hear you saying this, that home is where you are, that the home, the hearth, starts from your own heart. And it would be impossible to know that being young and confused and afraid. So you've definitely created that home through your community that you just described. And you appear to me and feel very grounded and centered and stable in yourself.
And it's so interesting that you also talk about the 12th house being about spirituality, because I feel that because I also moved around a lot. So it's interesting you talk about home, but I feel that the spiritual connection is my home. And that's something wherever I go or whatever happens. So that's like super interesting. So does this mean, you know, when Chiron is in this house, and obviously people can find out what houses there it is and sign it is for them, but does this mean this is like an ongoing theme, or it's like there's layers to it, or you just like heal it and then it's done? How does it work?
It definitely is a theme with layers. And as I imagine you may have experienced, I have as well, that once we know what this main area of vulnerability is, for me, that was exciting, because whenever I feel a dip in my mood, whenever I feel insecure or lacking confidence, I know for me, Chiron is an Aries, and it has to do with a wounding in my personal sense of value and worth, because it's in my first house of identity. And so for me, I know, I just go to the affirmations. I approve of myself. How can I love myself more deeply? How can I really acknowledge my own value and worth intrinsically, not based upon doing to source value, but being. And so I can really go inward very deeply as that next layer peels away and I'm feeling afraid or I'm feeling uncertain, that absolutely the work is ongoingly. When we feel that, we actually know what's happening. So there's more clarity, which is helpful. You don't feel bewildered or confused, you know. And for you, it would be around this Chiron in Cancer placement of you don't have to abandon yourself. You have created a home. Home is here for you to really, and the affirmations I have in my book for Chiron in Cancer is, I trust myself to be at home wherever I am. I am creating a home of love. I am my own home. I am safe. I am important. So it really helps as these, because I think, you know, life, we get to a place where we're feeling really confident, we're feeling so good, and then something might happen within ourselves or in our environment that triggers like, ooh, like, ouch, I feel that again. But it definitely heals. And I see our healing is like the volume on a stereo. It might be really loud initially with this pain point, but as you heal, as you have self-awareness and self-forgiveness is big. I write about healing through forgiving ourselves. That volume gets turned down so low to where it's off, you know, for periods of time. And then it might just kind of whoop, like come up. And then we know how to turn it down again through forgiving ourselves and allowing ourselves to be human and to grow. And whenever something comes up that's a vulnerability, I see it as an opportunity. Like, hey, my little one inside, my little girl, my little Lisa, you know, like needs some of my attention. And it's so exciting to know that, because you feel confident in that way, how to handle life and how to handle things that happen, that you become competent to self-soothe, and, you know, life becomes a safe place for you. And I wonder how that resonates with you.
Yeah, I think what came to me in that time, because I know Cancer is very much about like home as well, because the word home keeps coming up. And I've realized that, you know, I am very attached to that, like just the theme of home and like wanting to keep that as like stable. Like, I can go on a journey and explore and do loads of different things, but home is that, like, I've got this real attachment to home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the other layer. The sign of Cancer is traditionally in the fourth house. And so that's the fourth house things like home, play, like the home, the environment you came from, your birth family, and the home that you're creating. So I think that's so up and big for you. And it sounds like you have that awareness and you're able to really nurture home for you now.
But
and
I also
think healing thing.
Yeah, no, it's, and I think, you know, because you obviously mentioned that things happen in layers, I think the next layer of that is now, like, I've created that for myself, but I think I can identify that maybe I'm overly attached with it now. Like, I'm a bit like, oh, I don't want too much to change in that realm, which I know is a little bit of a, like, a Cancer thing as well, like going back into the shell. So that's like a different layer of trusting.
I think to honor that, though, I think to honor that in yourself, and we don't have to catapult ourselves out of security and safety once we've created it. I think that's where some softening comes in, the self-forgiveness and empathy. My book also is centered upon empathy, having some empathetic attunement to that need within you, and that it's okay, that there's no rush here. I was just reading something last night about there's no rush, you know, things are unfolding. I think sometime when we're on our way to something we deeply desire in our lives, be it an intimate relationship or financial security or feeling more confident, we can really beat up on ourselves because we're not there yet and feel like we're going too slowly. And that really hurts us, rather than fully allow the time for everything we want to unfold. We are in divine right timing, and to really soothe ourselves to that instead of feeling like we're not enough. We are more than enough. And it's all happening. It's all happening and unfolding for you, for everyone listening right now, watching right now, to just soothe ourselves into that knowing.
Yeah, and that's so beautiful. And I just love, like, you know, in your book, you are focused on self-forgiveness, but it's also with that soft empathy as well.
Yes.
So just tell us a little bit about, you know, the way you approach that self-forgiveness in your book.
It's definitely through this really empathetic and loving coaching where you are where you are is okay. And let's take some steps towards what you most deeply desire and look at maybe the fears that are there, because sometimes we might deeply desire something, but also be afraid of having it. What if we get hurt? What if, and hurt emotionally? I mean, what if we're not able to maintain it? What if, and all of these kind of what ifs might affect and influence just the joy in having, imagining ourselves having and being. And that really sources back to our Chiron placement, where we have experienced wounds, even though they might have been unexpected. And so to really go slowly, I really respect and honor people's own timelines, to go gently and to really affirm and acknowledge you are absolutely on your path. And I think we take score too soon, rather than fully letting that gestation period happen. Like a baby, you don't want the baby born 3 months, 4 months in the womb. You know, we want to carry our dreams to term. And I think that's such a wonderful metaphor to help us soothe and relax into, like, while something's gestating and becoming, what can I focus on that makes me happy? What do I love about my life already? And how can I just maximize that and do more of it, because the energy we spend there affects energetically what is being birthed and in gestation for us. So it's really working from that strength-based perspective, it's called, in social work. And I talk about that in my book, to really, what do you love about your life? What do you love doing and being? And just do that. Be there more. Because that creates energy that then's going to go to the other things where we might be underdeveloped. Be it in, for me, it has been in romantic love. I had experiences that were really wounding for me. And it caused me to be afraid and like kind of not go there. And I've been really actively looking at those layers for me of abandonment and betrayal, and just how love doesn't have to be scary for me. And really, like, how can I gently open my heart to allowing and all the love I currently have in my life, in friendships and in business, like moving that energy, even visually, like I move that energy into the romantic love sector and like open my heart a bit and know I have the skills to show up in that way. And if something's going in a way that's uncomfortable, I can speak that now. And I share that really vulnerably because it's what I've been working on in my own life, if that's helpful.
Yeah, no, that's really helpful. And thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And something else that's really interesting that you talk about, you know, because we've been talking about the Chiron wound within people, but can a city or a country also have a core wounding?
It's so interesting. And I feel like you could speak more to this, knowing astrology so deeply and so well, that cities have birth charts. Our country has a birth chart when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And I think that's so exciting to know the city you're living in and what is the Chiron placement, what might be the vulnerabilities of your city. And you know, it explains our resonance. We have a resonance for geographic regions. And that's why people say they vibe a place. That's legit. Like, truly, we vibe people, places, and things. And I think it's so interesting to learn about the astrological chart of a city and where we live. And it can just be so fun, even in your business, that the day you incorporated your business, like I had looked into the day I incorporated my business, and it had to do with a Chiron placement in Libra, which speaks to contracts, both professional and relational. And for me, that growth edge was to really read contracts that are presented to me and understand them. And if I don't ask questions, because I had experienced a time where I didn't read a contract and there was something in it that didn't serve me. And then I ended up taking a small financial loss getting out of that contract. But you can avoid that entirely by just understanding where you might overlook things and therefore show up more with more clarity in those areas.
And I also know with astrocartography, which is not my thing, but, you know, what is the Chiron? So for those of you who don't know, could you just tell us a little bit about that and the Chiron line and what that represents in astrocartography?
Well, let's see, since I'm not an astrologer, and I do reference astrologers in the back of my book to work with, I bring, I'm a psychotherapist. So for me, you know, Chiron is the diagnostic place to look at our patterns of thought and belief that keep us, we can only go as far as our largest limiting belief. And I would love to really heal those limiting belief thought patterns so we can absolutely have the life that we dream of and that we want, because it's not just a dream, it's real and it's available as we believe in ourselves more. So I can't speak to the cartography, but I do know I did research Chiron and the psychoastrology of the United States, and just finding that Chiron in the Chiron placement is in the sign of Cancer, which seemed weird to me, because again, this abandonment wound, like how can the most powerful country in the world have a core wounding by abandonment? But when you look at how we rush to the aid of every place on the planet, yet our own people are neglected, and children in rural areas and urban areas, there's not adequate schools, there's not adequate food. The fact that there's homeless people and children at astronomical rates, and veterans that don't have benefits to help them with their own mental health. There's so many homeless veterans that are committing suicide. I think at the rate of every 60 seconds, I believe, a veteran takes his or her life. It's just like, wow, we really are neglecting our own. And how in the U.S., and thank God there's so many people that have organizations to help fill this gap, but it's where we have had a blind spot in our country is to our own, the elderly even.
And do you know anything about the UK?
I don't.
Okay. So that's just like more research. Yeah. No, that's so interesting. And just for those of you who are wondering what I said before about the astrocartography, I don't read that, but what that is like different places you visit will, you know, create different responses within you. So obviously where each planet has a line and it's going through different places on the planet. So wherever your Chiron line would go through, you know, you might go to that place and start bringing up those feelings and that healing around, you know, your placement in your chart. So it's just something interesting. And I just wanted to reference that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then because we're in 2024 right now, do you know anything about the Chiron placement right now, or like what the theme of what we're all working with right now could be?
Yeah, Chiron is in the sign of Aries right now. And so that speaks to healing our sense of value and worth. However that shows up in your life, it might be in just a certain area of your life, or it might be kind of a permeating sense that you have of not feeling good enough. And I want you to know you are good enough. I am good enough. And to really, to me, that's the inner child speaking when I feel like it goes so deep down to earliest experiences with caretakers that may or may not have been able to show up for you. And we're left with the sense of maybe being unlovable, maybe feeling unworthy, and we might compensate through action, which is fine. That can take you to a point and place, but it's really the deep healing and how can you source that you are enough? And it's not performance driven. It's just your innate value. So I would offer for you to play with that, your own sense of value and worth and knowing it deeply.
Yeah, that makes so much sense, because I think, you know, people are really on the journey right now of just in my community of finding their authenticity and just finding who they really are, and not like attaching worth to maybe things that people have done in the past on the planet, like maybe their income or their career or how come they how much they've achieved. You know, it's like really going deeper than that and attaching your worth to like who you really are and like your interests, your passions, like what you want to do and your soul on a soul level as well. So I think, yeah, I really definitely see that for sure.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome.
Amazing. And I know you've got your book, but what's next for you, Lisa? Like, what are you up to?
You know, I'm really up to, for me, exploring and just having more pleasure in my life and taking things a bit more easy as far as I love work. I love my work. I love helping people. It lights me up to help people heal and grow, as well as nurturing my own growth and healing. And I've just been looking in how to really intentionally set aside work and intentionally go have some fun, spend time with my community and have experiences and really inviting in romantic love and being on that path for myself, which both excites me, and there's still some fear. So that's how I know there's still some more healing that I'm experiencing, to have more excitement and less fear and trust and knowing that this is for me.
I love that answer, you know, because that's like a really different and honest answer, because it's not all about I'm doing this next and I'm doing that next, because, you know, wealth is found in, like, I feel like there's so many forms of wealth, and that sounds like a beautiful, delicious form of wealth. So that's such a great answer. So Of course, we're going to put that link down below for people to have a session with you. But could you just talk a little bit about what they're going to get? Because I know we kind of opened up my chart and looked at my yes. Chiron. But what would happen if someone booked a session with you?
Sure. So I would definitely love to offer a complimentary 20-minute consultation, where before that consultation, I would ask for you to send me your date of birth, your place of birth, and if you have it, your time of birth, and to have that like a week in advance of our time together, because I like to pull your Chiron and then meditate and like really ask what you need to know, what needs to come through for you specifically. So I need some time to do that properly and be prepared. And then on the call, I would share what came through me for you, and also what is shown in your Chiron placement, and try to help you in that time. What excites you to do next? Like, how do you want to take this and empower yourself with it, so you can leave feeling better, more like excited and able based on this information?
Amazing. So we will put the links down below and you can book through my team, and we'll also add a little bonus in there for you as well if you do it in the next 30 days. So that would be fantastic. And Lisa, do you have any final words for just the community? You know, this community is dedicated to just feeling free in their lives. Like, liberation is a big thing. So do you have any words of wisdom just in regards to liberating and being your authentic self?
As I just heard you say that, I felt, and I almost felt like a breeze, like liberation is from within. And it's absolutely the confines of our mind. And when we open our mind, when we don't confine it so much, and we expose ourselves to things like your podcast, and just seeing how it touches us. Life touches everyone differently. And that's what diversity is, and our experiences. And just to allow this information and all information that the universe, that source, is actually beaming right to you through the people, places, and things where you are geographically, emotionally, just to really be open to seeing the path that's really wanting to lead you through love. I believe we can choose to learn through love instead of pain and fear, and to ask what that means for you, and just be open to hear and to see and notice conversations that start coming up around you, something that comes on the radio, or information you encounter, to really start to live in that way of more flow and trust and safety. I know the universe wants us to feel and be loved and have what we need, and even more so what we want. So I would just really invite you to play with that in your own life.
I love that. I absolutely love that message.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us here today. And yeah, we really all wish you, I know me and the energetic audience, the collective that are yet to hear this, all wish you success on your next endeavors, personal and professional.
Thank you. Thank you for this gift today of your time and your audience.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. Your presence here is a gift. To ensure you're always in tune with our latest explorations, subscribe to the Soul Goddess podcast so you're always notified of a new episode. Before we part ways for now, an exciting reminder to claim your free gifts waiting for you in the show notes. These are available for a limited time, and they're crafted with love and intention just for you. Be wild, be free, and forever remain true to your authentic soul self. Until we meet again, sending you so much love and light.